Yesterday we discussed that the first 50 verses of Surah Al-Anbiya deal with responses to the objections and to the comments of the unbelievers. And thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we looked at the very first verse where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The time of their reckoning has drawn near to the people, yet they are slinking away heedlessly. Meaning your death is drawing near, and when you die, your reckoning starts. Then there's the greater reckoning of Qiyamah. And with every breath you take, and with every second that passes in your life, your reckoning is coming closer and closer, yet you remain heedless. We continue the discussion now. Verse 2, Allah says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. No new admonition from their sustainer reaches them, but they listen to it while occupied in their play. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are engrossed in play. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. The unjust confer in privacy, saying, هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Who is this person but a human just like you? أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُصِرُونَ. Why then are you being trapped in his magic with your eyes open? So Allah is saying that the valuable advice of the Quran, they take it as play and amusement. If they took it seriously, it would enrich their lives materially and spiritually. But because they are so engrossed in play and amusement, and play and amusement doesn't necessarily mean playing on a swing or playing with toys like children do. Play and amusement means that you get occupied with the frivolities of this world. As a result, you don't benefit from the Quran. Then when they saw that the Quran has this magical appeal, they had a secret meeting to say, no, it can't be. He is a human like us. He's not an angel. He's not something special. This must be magic. So they acknowledged that the Quran has this captivating effect, but they attributed it to magic. And these secret meetings now was a prelude to what was to come later on. So Allah says, قُلْ رَبِّ يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my sustainer knows whatever is said in the heavens and on the earth. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the hearer, the knower. You can have these secret meetings, but he is aware of all of these secret meetings. Rather than having these secret meetings and plotting and planning, scheming and accusing, it would do you better materially and spiritually if you take heed of the message of the Quran. So as believers, I mentioned yesterday and I reiterate the point today, we should also ensure that we're not caught up in the frivolities and the glitz and the glamour of this world, and that we focus on the message of the Quran and take life seriously, and realize that every second that passes is bringing us closer to reckoning, closer to the grave, closer to Qiyamah. After the break, the media lens with Ibrahim Deen.